Hello, I'm Becky, and this is a podcast by the IET. We team up with inspirational engineers from around the globe who are all working to make the world a better place. Now, you might not realise it, but at this time of year, Christmas raises quite a lot of questions for engineers like me, and we're going to take a closer, Christmassy look with the help of my chief elf, who's not on the shelf, Lloydie.
I cannot wait. Just like Santa, I love Christmas, and we've got something else in common too.
Well, you both have beards, but yours isn't grey?
No, not yet, but I mean, we both love STEM.
Right. What's STEM?
Oh, it just means science, technology, engineering, and good old maths. STEM. A collection of ways we can make changes to our lives, our communities, and even our planet in new and innovative ways. It's for people who are creative and good at teamwork.
And Christmas is a cracking time to find out more. And on that subject, let's crunch some Christmassy numbers. Over to you, Lloydie.
You can't have presents without wrapping paper, and lots of presents come in plastic packaging, right? But the Wildlife and Country Link Coalition found that 114,000 tonnes of plastic will be thrown away and not recycled, which they say is more than the weight of 3.3 million emperor penguins.
So there's a good reason to choose gifts that don't have a lot of packaging and remember to recycle.
The good news is that we're beginning to use more renewables. According to the National Grid, in 2019, 14.1% of all Christmas Day electricity came from wind power. Now, lots of us like a turkey. In fact, as many as 10 million turkeys are bought every year. But as you probably know, they don't arrive on foot. The packaging for all those birds can total as much as 3,000 tons, and the plastic bits can weigh as much as a blue whale.
And talking of Christmas dinner, do you know that if you laid out all the sprouts we eat end to end, they'd reach from London to Sydney in Australia?
Best place for them, if you ask me.
The power of STEM.
Now, one of the reasons why STEM is great is that we can use our knowledge to find solutions to problems. And there are plenty of Christmassy problems to solve. For example, the classic conundrum. What is the best way to keep Santa's lunch nice and cool en route around the world?
I mean, I think we all want to know the answer to that.
Now, that might seem like a pretty random question, but it's something you can find out for yourself with a cool Christmassy experiment that gets you thinking about things like insulation. Over to you, Lloydie.
So, for this experiment, you're going to need to do a bit of prep with an ice cube tray. Place a different small toy, like a counter or a Christmas cake decoration, in 5 ice cube squares. Fill with water and put in the freezer to set. Whilst they're freezing, have a look around for 5 different types of material. For example, bubble wrap, cotton wool, a plastic bag or tin foil. Use your imagination to come up with some ideas for really unusual things. Although, I'm not sure your cat wants to be in the experiment. When the cubes have set, wrap each one in a different material and place in the same container. It has to be a fair test after all. The big question will be,
which ice cube will stay frozen for the longest?
Make some predictions about which cube will melt first and last and decide how often to check back. Were you right? And what's going on? Back to you, Becky.
It's all to do with insulation. All objects are made up of particles which are in a constant state of motion. Cold objects have less thermal energy than warm objects, and the particles which make them up will be moving much more slowly. If we put a cold object next to a warm object, they will exchange thermal energy until they achieve thermal equilibrium and become the same. So we can stop or slow down this energy exchange by using a thermal insulator. Good thermal insulators have very strong bonds to hold their particles in place, and this stops the particles from moving around easily and transferring energy to other particles. With this experiment, you can find out a bit more about which materials make good thermal insulators.
Neat! Oh, hang on, we're getting a call.
Hello? Is that the IET?
Yeah, it is. Is that Santa?
Well, of course it's me. You didn't know?
So what's up? How can we help, Santa?
I've opened up my STEM workshop doors so you can try your hand at more. Get stuck in. Let's experiment. I've a perfect one for an awesome present.
Cool. Yeah, we've been having lots of fun thinking about how to keep your lunchbox nice and cool.
So what experiment have you got for us, Santa?
My good friend Bexy will tell and show you how to make a globe of snow.
Oh, amazing. I love a snow globe. Let's check it out.
I've been working with the Institution of Engineering and Technology to produce some fun Christmas-themed experiments for Santa's STEM workshop. So for today's experiment, I'm going to be teaching you how to make a snowstorm in a jar, otherwise known as a snow globe as well. So what you'll need is a jar, some water, some baby oil, a small pot of glitter, an effervescent tablet, some white paint, some blue food colouring, and a stick for stirring. Okay, so first up, we're going to fill our jar about 3/4 of the way with baby oil. Ooh, safety cap. Right. There we go. 3/4. Oh, bit more. So the next bit, you want to take some water, not too much, just enough to fill the rest of the jar. And we're gonna add a couple of tablespoons of our white paint. I'm just gonna let it in. That'll do, I think. And then we take our stirring stick and we give it a stir. Right, now that's all stirred, got a nice white water mixture. So now we're adding the fun stuff. We're adding our glitter and our blue food coloring. So you add as much of this in as you want. And then I'll add in some blue food coloring. Right, now it's time to add in our water and paint mixture. And just fill the jar. Hey, look at that. Up to the top. And now it's time to add in our effervescent tablet.
Amazing. The oil and water are sinking and rising and bubbling away, mixing up the food colouring and glitter.
Looks so good. So what's going on?
The science behind this is basically water is less dense than oil. So when you put the water in, it sinks to the bottom of the baby oil. And then when you add in the effervescent tablet, it reacts with the water to produce carbon dioxide. And so this water CO2 combo is then less dense than oil. So it floats to the top. Then when it gets to the top, the CO2 gets released out of the top of the jar, which then means that the water remains and this is once again more dense than oil and drops to the bottom of the jar again. So that's how it works and that's how it produces all these lovely bubbles and our lovely snowstorm in a jar.
Wasn't that fun? I'm so going to be having a go at that.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great way to see science in action and make something sparkly and Christmassy as well. And if you want to see more cool science experiments with Bexy, check out her YouTube channel. Just search Science with Bexy.
And don't forget, everyone can join in with them. Upload a picture, hashtag SantaLovesSTEM.
And you can find out more on the website. In fact, if I'm right, there's a whole bunch of activities to try and things to help us understand some of the science around Christmas.
Indeed, I've another one for you. Why snowflakes look the way they do. Over to you, Wilf, with Wilf Wonders.
Hi, I'm Wilf, and this is Santa Loves STEM. Snowflakes are always flat, and they always have 6 sides. And the reason for this is because they're made out of H2O molecules, or water molecules, freezing in the air. Now, they freeze in a hexagon shape. The reason it freezes into hexagon shapes is because a H2O molecule is made up of 2 hydrogens and an oxygen. Hydrogens, oxygen. Now, there are 4 electrons on this side, but there's mostly protons on this side, which gives it a polar charge.
Amazing. Thanks, Wilf. Well, Santa, you've certainly given us a bunch of ideas. And if any of you want to get stuck into some experiments from Santa's STEM workshop, you can go online to theiet.org/Santa to find out more. And with all that, I think it's time for a mince pie. Hey, I wonder how many calories Santa ends up consuming with all those tasty treats left out in all those houses.
Cheeky! It's the naughty list for you! Calories in mince pies? I haven't a clue! Merry Christmas!
Bye, Santa! And for anyone wondering about the calories, assuming one mince pie at 250 calories and one small glass of apple juice per household at 58 calories, it would be a total of 71,764 million calories in total.
You'd need to do a lot of steps to walk that off.
Yeah, more than 450 million miles, in fact.
Well, the only steps I'm planning on are to the fridge for another mince pie.
Now, that sounds like a plan.
Merry Christmas, and don't forget to get stuck into STEM this holiday. After all, Santa loves STEM, right?
Don't forget the hashtag, #SantaLovesSTEM. Merry Christmas!
Santa Loves STEM Christmas Podcast, with support from the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Find out more at theiet.org/undercover-engineers and upload your experiment to #SantaLovesSTEM.